Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, beloved. Today we're looking at part 34 of our series that we're currently looking at, 60 parts on the character of Jesus. And we're looking at these different characteristics so that we can become more and more like Jesus ourselves. And today we're at part 34, and today we're looking at the character of optimism. Optimism. Let me tell you what that is. A disposition or tendency to look on more favorable side of events or conditions and to accept the most favorable outcome. The belief that good ultimately predominates over evil in the world. The belief that goodness pervades reality. And the doctrine that the existing world is better, that is the best of all possible worlds. That is what the dictionary says. But I like this, a disposition or tendency to look upon the more favorable side of events or conditions and to expect the most favorable outcome. Go with me to scripture. Let's look at Romans, the 8th chapter. And I want to start at verse 25, and I'm going to zip about a little bit. But I want to look at verse 25. It says this. Paul says this to the Roman church. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Obviously, Paul is talking there about speaking in tongues. Beloved, Jesus was optimistic. We need to be optimistic as opposed to being pessimistic. And we know already that optimism is a disposition or tendency to look upon the more favorable side of events or conditions and expect the most favorable outcome. Well, if you are optimistic in your faith, you will expect the most favorable outcome. And the Father knows, verse 27, all hearts, and the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us, believers, in harmony and with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Beloved, look at that verse alone. And we know, you see, Paul is not being optimistic here even. Paul is being definite. Paul is saying, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Many people look at this verse in a strange way. They don't look at exactly what the words are saying. They don't understand exactly what the words mean. If we go back to verse 25, but if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. We don't have glory yet. But we are optimistic about glory. Jesus came from His Father. But I question this, how optimistic Jesus was, because He had a knowledge that sometimes we don't have. He listened directly to His Father. He knew exactly what His Father was saying. He understood His Father perfectly. When God told him to do something, he just did it. He didn't question it. He just did it. He was God's only Son. His only Son, beloved. I feel that I have a lot of optimism in my heart. And I feel that I'm not pessimistic in any way at all. I believe that optimism is a character that we need to maintain. We need to understand. We need to understand God for who He is and what the Lord is saying to us today through His Word. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Let's look at that. Paul's saying we know that God causes everything to work together for the good. So if you love God, then everything that is going on in your life is working together for good. So if a disaster happens to you, your optimism starts to slip away. It tends to go away because you think, what is going on? Why is this happening? Is God really real? If God is real, why is He letting this happen to me? Why is He letting this happen to the world? Why are we constantly at war? Why have we got to send our soldiers overseas to Afghanistan? Why have they got to fight so hard? Why have they got to lose their lives? If there was a God, this wouldn't happen. That's pessimistic. There's no optimism there. But you see, we look then at this particular scripture, and we see that Paul says, but we know, and if you've got a Bible, I want you to underline the word know. It's really important. And we know that God causes everything, that's everything that is happening to you. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. There's the first thing. But we don't stop there. Often people stop there, but we don't stop there because the verse doesn't finish there. For we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. And I declare that I love God. And are called according to His purpose for them. If you can see the entire verse as it is, you'll see where the optimism is. We know that God works together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. So therefore, if we believe this scripture, we know that we know that we know that we know when disaster falls us, when disaster happens in our lives, when things come crashing down and we don't understand why, and then we begin to look away from God, let's not do that. Because that's where our optimism needs to then, what's the word I'm looking for? Step up a gear, if you will. We need to be optimistic, as the dictionary says, a disposition or tendency to look on the more favorable side of events or conditions and expect the most favorable outcome. That's how we can be optimistic. That is how we can learn more optimism in our lives, by simply doing this, studying scripture, and looking at verses like this. Verse 25, but if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. Verse 28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Beloved, I pray in Jesus' name, as you're listening to this, that you would sense God's optimism for you pouring down, that you would sense more optimism in your own life, to do with away with pessimism and to embrace optimism with every fiber of your being. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, I want to pray for my beloved brothers and sisters, that they understand what optimism means in faith, Lord. That they understand what optimism is as a character of your precious Son, Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name now. Amen and amen. Oh, yeah. On tomorrow's program, during the birthday celebration, I'll be taking a look at part 35. And part 35 is a very, very good one. Obedience. That's what we're looking at on the program tomorrow. The word is obedience. As we go right on now, and we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Pour your optimism into us now, Lord, I pray. This is Hillsong United and Saviour King.